Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome to the Equippers International podcast, where we are studying the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 6. In this episode, we're going to finish chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 20 through the remainder of the chapter. Let me go ahead and read those verses to kick off the episode. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regards to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification, and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Wow, what a beautiful passage of Scripture. And again, Paul is just making sure that the readers understand exactly what he's saying. Now let's step through these concluding comments that he gives for chapter 6. He just acknowledges that when they were slaves to sin, he says, you were free in regards to righteousness. Kind of an interesting way of looking at it. But we need to understand that Paul sees these categories very clearly. He sees them as one or the other. So he can say from any different angle that he approaches it, if you're a slave to sin, you will obey what sin tells you to do, and you will be involved in lawlessness, and that will have the result of death in your life. On the other hand, if you obey the truth and you obey righteousness and present the members of your bodies to God, you will experience life. And when you are experiencing life by obeying righteousness, sin obviously has no power, or another way of putting it, no benefit in your life. Sin cannot capitalize upon any opportunity in your life. And this is what Paul's saying in reverse here in verse 20. He's just acknowledging that when you were slaves to sin, righteousness had no benefit. You didn't receive any benefit from righteousness. It's impossible. Therefore, what benefit were you deriving from the things which you are now ashamed of? Now, he's asking them this question. He knows now, as believers who have come in line with the truth and are walking in the power of what God's provided for them, they look at those things of their past, actually, with a little bit of shame. And that's pretty normal. I mean, I've alluded to my testimony in a couple of the episodes along our journey in Romans 6, because I wanted you to see in my own journey what that's looked like. And if I look back on my life before Christ, when I was a slave to sin, I am not proud of those things. I am actually ashamed of the things that I did, not in a condemnation way, not that I live with guilt and shame, but it's not nice to admit that I did those things. And this is what Paul's talking about in this verse. He says, what benefit were you then deriving from those things that you're now ashamed of? And then he says, for the outcome of those things is death. So obviously you're not going to be proud of something that you did in the past that just brought about death in your life. Now, again, Paul's talking, I believe, on a practical level about the death process that works through sin in our lives. We might refer to that metaphorically and say we won't experience abundant life if we walk in sin. Sin will have consequences and we'll feel like a low-down scoundrel. We'll feel like crap, so to speak. Pardon my language, but that's kind of death working in a practical way. I think Paul's hitting on a much deeper truth here in getting right to the heart of the issue, that death works through sin. and life works through righteousness, because he says that the outcome of those things is death. Now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, we now derive or receive our ultimate benefit. It's our sanctification. It's our being made holy in the sight of God and being set apart for eternal life. So here's where Paul's really taking the discussion over and over. It's all about life or death. And this should come as no surprise. I've talked about it along the way, and I want to focus on it in this episode. The purpose of God in Christ Jesus was to bring life where there was death. Sin reigned, and where sin reigned in the human experience, death came in and causes people to die and to be separated eternally from the opportunity of life in God. And this is what Christ has come to restore. This is what Christ has come to bring, because that was God's design from the very beginning. That is the deepest work that Christ has done. He's come to bring life where there was death. And we need to think of this in very practical, physical, and eternal spiritual ways. And we've talked about it in previous episodes. Death for the believer is not an event whereby they stop existing. They actually move from one realm to the other. But for the unbeliever, I believe, now you can conjecture a lot what you want to believe about eternity, but if we walk this truth through to what I believe to be the ultimate conclusion, is that people that die outside of a relationship with Christ die. That is the point. They die. And God never wants anyone to die, because every life he creates is special, and he desires to be with every person eternally. He doesn't want death to enter into the picture. He never wanted it to begin with, but through sin, death entered in. And as a result, Christ came to bring life. It's so practical and so simple to see the work that Christ has done. And Paul concludes with this very famous verse in verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is where this whole discussion has been leading. It's clear. Wages of sin, that which you earn, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. A wage is something you earn. A gift is something you receive. Death is something that is permanent and real. And eternal life is something that is permanent and real. And this is what God has come in Christ Jesus to offer all those who will believe. So this finishes our study in Romans chapter 6. I trust that it's been a very blessed time for you. Maybe you'll want to go back and re-listen to some of the episodes. There's a lot of very deep, important truth that Paul's developing here. And I know in my own journey, for me to sit with it over and over and over throughout the years has continued to strengthen me and establish me in these truths. And it's led me to a place of living a much more abundant life in Christ Jesus. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.